Hello, everyone. Rhonda R. Hudgens, your networking strategist, with you today for You Have to Be Strategic, Part 3, Free is Not Free, The Mindset. It's been an absolutely wonderful, wonderful week here in Georgia. Have been to some fantastic networking events. I have made some excellent connections, and they have been not necessarily free events. There's a time and a place for free events, and there's a time and a place where you really need to move forward and invest in yourself, invest in your networking, and just know that that's the right thing to do. So today we are talking about You Have to Be Strategic, Free is Not Free, The Mindset. A lot of the pushback that I often hear and others often hear is about free events. But let's backtrack real quickly and go over what we've already covered in our first two parts of You Have to Be Strategic. And we found out that being strategic means we've identified our long-term or overall aims and the means of achieving them. And we have a strategy that is a plan of action designed to achieve a major or overall aim. So that's what being strategic is. And part one was networking is marketing. Your networking budget comes from your marketing budget. A lot of people don't know where their networking budget comes from. So please go back and listen to episode one or part one of You Must Be Strategic. Part two of You Must Be Strategic was last week, do your due diligence. Is your target attending the networking event you are considering attending? Today, You Have to Be Strategic, part three, free is not free, the mindset. As I said, a lot of the pushback that myself and others who host networking meetings, events, workshops get so often is, well, I attend We Are Networkers Meetup, and it's free, and I don't need to pay to go to a networking meeting. Or there's the group over here that, well, I attend Anyville B2B, and they're free unless I'm presenting, and then I have to provide food. So I don't need to be a part of a paid networking event, in my opinion. And their pushback is, tell me why I should pay to be at a networking event. It's networking. I'm going to tell them about me and my product. Why should I, or me and my service, why should I pay? Well, back up and hold it. There's a formula to this. Let's get past that free, because free really is not free. So this is my formula, and I use it when I'm working with people as well. When they hire me to do their networking strategy, we start with figuring out what they need to be anticipating achieving. So we actually start with the end in mind. Just like in your business, when you sit down to figure out your budget for the year or your marketing plan for the year. Remember, networking is marketing, so your networking needs to be part of your marketing plan. But when you sit down to do any part of planning for your business, you actually know what you want to achieve. Then you actually work backwards, or you should, of where you start. And you start with the end in mind, and then you go backwards, and then you know how to you develop the plan by undoing the plan, undoing what you achieve. So we're going to start with, what do you need to achieve with your networking? Well, obviously, in the end, you want to find collaborators and clients and referrals, or make referrals. So if you need to, in a year's time, per se, from your networking, find a new client a month. Okay, one new client a month, 12 new clients a year just from your networking. What is that one client worth to you for a lifetime? And in this case, we're going to say that client is worth to you $10,000 in a lifetime. The lifetime of a client for you and your services or products might be 5 years. So that makes it $2,000 a year. Okay, so one client is worth $2,000 a year to you. You want to get 12 clients per year from your networking, so that will add $24,000 to your income if you achieve your goal. So to go to free networking, then we're going to come back and I'm going to ask you, how much is your time worth? What would you value your time at? Because this is very important when we're talking about free events, whether it's networking, workshops, any free event. But right now we're talking about free networking events. What is the value of your time per hour? The example I like to use is I sat down with a friend and did this a couple of years ago. I think she very much undervalued her time, but she said $15 an hour. She'd been attending this free weekly event for approximately 4 years at the time she and I had this conversation. And there was another event like it in another area just a few miles down the road that she also attended for at least 2 years of those 4 years. So at $15 an hour, she was gone approximately 2 hours to one, 2.5 hours to the other. So she was gone 4.5 hours a week, approximately 48 weeks out of the year. So if you take 4.5 hours a week, and for some reason my calculator is not cooperating with me. 4 times 15 would be 60. So that would be $75 a week, just at her value of time. So if we take that $75 a week, we multiply it by the 48 weeks. Her time investment was $3,600 a year. So if a client to her was worth $2,000 a year, then just for her time investment, she would have to have made a minimum or gained a minimum of two new clients per year through her networking to this free networking event each week to have even broken even and started to make a profit. Now, the truth of the matter was she had been doing this for 4 years on one. So we're just going to call it 4 years overall. We're going to multiply this amount by two. That brings us to $7,200 time investment for 4 years' time. She had gotten gross business less than $300 in 4 years' time. On the other hand, she spent a $20, bought a ticket to go to a networking meeting with me a few towns over. At that meeting, she met the founder of that organization who fell in love with one of her products and ordered a substantial number for the sponsors at her upcoming anniversary event. And the gross amount of that was more than the gross amount after 4 to 6 years of networking at this free event. So, on the one hand, she's invested at least $7,200 of her time, and she had made about $300 gross. We're just going to say $300 for the sake of argument. In a couple of hours, for a $20 ticket, she got lunch. She got to meet a lot of really great people, but she met a lady who immediately fell in love with her product, purchased, for the sake of this example, $320 gross worth of product. So for $20 and two and a half hours of her time, and it cost her no gas because she went with me. So it was a free trip. It was a truly free trip. It was just a $20 ticket. She made more in one paid meeting than she had made in 4 to 6 years as far as gross at the other. And if she counted her time, we'll count it 3 hours. She had $45 in time investment, $20 for her ticket was a $65 investment. And if you take that off the gross, then she still had right about the same amount that she made from the other. So free is not free. This is Rhonda R. Hudgens. I invite you to please join me each week at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. You can listen on your favorite platforms. I ask you, if you enjoy these nuggets, please consider supporting this broadcast so we can remain online. And visit us at https://bit.ly/book online and let's have a conversation. Thank you, and I will see you back here next week. I really appreciate your time.